Welcome to the Break Bill Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Today is day 14. New oath. Action plan to control your lusts. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 16 verses 7 to 8. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37. Jesus says, "Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn.' But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is His footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Yesterday's passage and today's is like part one and part two. They go together. As I wrote yesterday, Jesus says there are two reasons for people to divorce. One is because we can't control our lusts, and the other is we have no integrity and do not keep our marriage oath. He is actually giving a new and true understanding of what the number 7 commandment says, do not commit adultery. If you want to keep your marriage vow, start with the first step to control your lust, and you may have a better way to keep your marriage oath. That's why Jesus links up with three things together. Control your lusts, keep your marriage vow, and no divorce. There are other ways to look at oaths other than the marriage oath in today's passage, but we do not have time to discuss about them. The message I received from the Lord yesterday and today is to focus on the marriage oath. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to take action in order that we can keep our marriage vow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, what do you think is the importance of the marriage oath? Does the oath still work now in this modern age? Number 2, do you agree with what Jesus says of the three steps to bless our families? Control your lusts, keep your marriage vow, and no divorce. What has that to do with you? Number 3, is there any action plan to protect and bless your own marriage and to help others? Can you think of some more similar situation that can ruin your marriage other than lusts? Too much TV, computer, work, church activities, etc. Family Corner, how can you share about the importance of the marriage oath to your children? Number 2, how can you share the struggle to keep this oath? Let us praise the Lord.
Your holy Still my soul will sing your praise.